This podcast is brought to you by Sarens SA. Nothing too heavy, nothing too high. Monday, February 2, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. State-owned power producer Eskom has shut down Unit 1 of its Coburg nuclear power station in the Western Cape. This is for its scheduled refueling, maintenance and upgrading. The refueling is expected to be completed by May. This major outage focuses on maintenance and upgrading activities that will take place at the same time as the refueling of the reactor. This outage has been planned for and the duration factored into the overall generating maintenance plans for all of Eskom's power stations. South African petrol pump prices will rise by 10% from February 4. However, diesel prices will ease by about 1%. A statement from the Minerals and Energy Department said the pump price for 95-grade petrol will increase to R6.62 a litre in the main commercial hub of Gauteng. Also making headlines, South Africa's December trade deficit eases but stays large. The World Bank appeals for Africa as growth slows. Suppliers for South Africa's submarine cable around West Africa to Europe will be named by the end of March. And JSE-listed Comair warns that the economic crisis will impact on its financial year profits. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.